The Ministry of Education has issued guidelines to all heads of senior high schools to ensure that auxiliary fees are not charged without permits from the GES. This is to reduce tension on parents. The Minister of Education, Professor Nana Opokuagyeman, who made this known to Radio Ghana, said such fees are illegal. She said those who are charging illegal fees will be sanctioned. She spoke to George Ankra.
Fees that have not been approved, the GES has very clear guidelines on what fees are approved and which ones are not. Our investigations demonstrate that there are so many ancillary fees that are being charged that have not been approved by the GES. All of these make the opportunity cost of education to parents very, very high and may even deter some children from going to school or staying in school. So this is a matter of concern. We are engaged with the PTAs and we want to
information of citizens of this
matter is very important, especially as schools are reopening, parents are worried, some are stressed out, and so on and so forth.
Madam Minister, you realize that the cost of education is going high each year. Schools are charging auxiliary monies, some are extra classes fees, which are being made mandatory. And the school fees itself, we say we are not paying for boarding fees or something, or we are not paying for tuition. Is there any message you want to give to heads of institutions? Because some of them are so intransigent.
First of all, we have engaged in a discussion. That's where it begins, so that we can all understand what we need to do and why we need to do it. And the message out there is very, very clear. If for any reason, any fee needs to be charged, it is not up to the head or the PTA simply to go ahead and charge. They need to communicate in writing to the Ghana Education Service. The Ghana Education Service, we are now requiring that they must take that request to their council for approval. And we need strong justification on why this needs to be charged. We have feelings and we'll abide by them. What we want to avoid is the unpleasant duty of having to publicly sanction somebody. That is why we have started with a discussion in the public education. I had a chance to attend the CHAS conference in Kufuria, and I used that opportunity to explain to all of CHAS, and CHAS is the conference of heads of these schools. They were all there to really explain them what we are doing and why we are doing it. Definitely, in many of these situations, you get some who either didn't understand or want to be willful or want to be difficult or whatever the situation. And that is why sanctions also exist, and therefore you need to apply them. Some of the things that are being charged, you can't even understand how anybody dreams up all these. The list is so long, it's amazing. No wonder the parents are complaining. I'm a parent too and I'll complain.
On admissions to senior high schools this academic year, Professor Opokuagyeman said all qualified students will be placed. She asked parents and teachers to cooperate with the GES to make the exercise a success.
Admission to the senior high school, the results are out, individuals are accessing them, and again the tension will rise. We know normally there'll be a certain amount of tension, but we want to ensure that it doesn't boil over. The computerized system is in place, it is working. We are going to place all the children, as many of them as the system will allow. We think that this year we'll be able to admit so many more. The issue really arises on what school the children have selected. Every child may want a specific school, which is all right, but we just want to make it very clear that those schools can only take so many. So really, it's not as if your children need 10 ones to go to a certain school. What happens is that because the pressure on that school is so high, that is why it looks like that is what your child needs. However, if the child is not able to get that first choice, then it becomes the parent's responsibility to have a nice way of talking to your child, encouraging your child, getting this child to stop crying and feeling depressed, and leading the child to another school. In fact, one of the things we discovered to do with the protocol admission, and that is why we have banned it and it is enforced, this is to do with sometimes students or learners, pupils, who have not even done so well, but who have been forced into a certain school. Now, the one point I want to make is that learning is also about the learner's confidence. If, for example, everybody in that class is of a certain IQ or whatever the merit is, and you put this child who does not fit into that class, in the end, you are not even helping your own child, because he or she will go to the class recognizing that he or she doesn't even fit well. And that is where you are really interfering with that child's class. If the child has gone to another school where he will compete with people of equal competence, you will see that that child will even shine. So it is a matter of very, very serious concern, and I want all of us to think about, if the child didn't get the first choice, it doesn't mean the child is a failure. Let us not carry on as if that's the end of the world. It is not.
The minister also raised issues with the entry requirement to the university, especially admission into the medical school. She said Ghana needs more doctors, therefore a way must be found to admit more qualified students.
The other issue I want to raise is the entry requirements at the university. We know that this is a very difficult year because you have two cohorts, you know, applying for the same places. I've heard of the results at the medical schools, and I'd really like to engage my colleagues in the medical schools that we need to find other ways of training doctors. Can we do more than what we are doing? Can we do things differently? What are the proposals? What is possible? How do other countries do it? Is there somebody we can learn from? What are their facilities? How many teaching hospitals do some of these countries have that they're able to train so many doctors? How do we get more consultants in the hospital so that when the students are doing their clinical part, they'll have the appropriate people to teach them? These are some of the discussions I think we should be having, because the situation as we have it now is really not very helpful. We need more doctors than we are getting.
You have struck the chord that is a worry to most of we parents. Okay. The situation is such that a lot of students have qualified to be admitted into the medical school, but they are given quotas, and majority of these students who are not picked, though qualified, are so frustrated. Some are even committing suicide.
They don't need to commit suicide. Suicide is never a solution to anything. No child should commit suicide because he cannot get to a school. Talk to them. We should encourage them. It's the future that matters. There are times when sometimes it looks like a door has been shut in your face and you are frustrated because you are human. It's only time that tells that maybe it may not even have been the same for you. Or maybe the other path can also bring you back to this same area. Medicine is a very broad area. Okay, so I know it hurts and I know it's frustrating for the child and for the parent, but please, suicide is not an option at all, and I'd like to emphasize that. What we need to do is what I was talking about. Let us find ways of training more. Let us find ways of admitting more. What do we need for that to happen so that we can put our resources in this direction to be able to admit more? Because it's not as if we don't need a doctor. It's not as if there's an oversupply of doctors. We need many more than we have.
The Minister of Education, Professor Nana Opokwajiman.